This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 26 prisoners from the United States, Russia, Germany, Poland, Slovenia, Norway, and Belarus were freed in a major east-west exchange on Thursday, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A massive multinational prisoner swap on Thursday saw the release of 24 people, including Americans held in Russian jails, in the largest such exchange since the Cold War.
Their brutal ordeal is over, and they're free.
U.S. President Joe Biden said the released include Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, Russian-American journalist Alsu Kurmasheva, and Vladimir Karamurza, a British-Russian activist.
The deal that made this possible was a feat of diplomacy and friendship.
The exchange was coordinated by Turkey. The White House said the U.S. had negotiated the complex trade with Russia and other countries.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. One prisoner had spent over 5.5 years behind bars in Russia, while other high-profile detainees were released ahead of him. Another has been jailed for only a few months. They include journalists, veteran political activists, and those simply opposed to the war in Ukraine. Among the Russians jailed in the West were alleged sleeper agents who lived double lives, while others were convicted of hacking computers or the brazen daytime shooting of a man in a Berlin park. Mourners in Beirut attended the funeral of a top Hezbollah commander on Thursday who was killed in an Israeli strike in the southern suburb of the Lebanese capital. People waved flags and held images of the slain commander as his coffin was carried in the procession by members. This is VOA.